All right. Thank you, Don. This is Gijs Minderhout. This is Wednesday, the 17th of June, 2015. Welcome you all on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people on the phone line. Every time you hear a ding that somebody else joining in, we have, in the last minute, a few people came in. Welcome to the call. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
This is another Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
My name is Leslie Stoddard, calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello from Phoenix. And what's your name again? Sorry?
Leslie Stoddard.
Hi, Leslie. Welcome to the call. Is this your first time?
Yes.
All right. An extra warm welcome to you, Leslie.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Welcome to the call, please. This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Marilyn, good evening to you and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good to be here.
All right.
Cleo in Connecticut.
Good evening to you, Cleo, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Who's this from California?
Catherine from California.
Hey, Catherine, welcome to the call. You sound new to me. Are you new?
No. I call every week.
No? Great. Well, welcome back then to you, Catherine.
Thank you.
All right. We are 2 minutes away from the hour. Welcome to those folks that are joining in online on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Bob from Chico.
Hey, Chico. Bob, how you doing?
Doing fine. I seem to have lost your number you sent me by email. If you can send your phone number again, I'd appreciate it.
I will. Sure, I will. All right.
I miss all the family and all these calls. I don't get enough of it.
All right. We had more people join in. Welcome to the call, please.
Karma Sunday, please.
I didn't copy that. Roger from Texas.
Yeah, it's me.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for being here. I believe we had more folks join in. If you want to, please say your name and location. Only if you want to.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm Terry. I'm in Missouri.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Have you been with us before, Terry, in the past?
No, actually, I have not called in before. I have
been following
the messages for a while, but...
Hey, a warm welcome to you, Terry. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Then we had another caller join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Felipe, Long Beach, California.
Felipe, goedenavond. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Bonnie from Corona.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Corona, you make me thirsty.
Should you drink something?
And then welcome to the next caller. I believe has another one. Yes, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, this is Steve.
Steve, West Palm Beach?
No, Illinois. I wish West Palm Beach. It'd be nice.
You know?
Hey, don't you drink Amsterdam beers?
Amstel, yes.
Amstel?
Amstel is a beer from Amsterdam, yes.
They probably have a lot of good beers over there.
Yeah, they do. We had more people join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, John from
Las Vegas. This is Joni from St. Louis, Missouri.
I did pick up John from Vegas.
Joni.
And who was the lady?
Joni from St. Louis, Missouri.
Joni. Hi, Joni.
Hi.
So we have a John and a Joni coming in together.
Is this a daylight service?
Yeah. Missouri, you said Joni, right?
Yes.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve at West Palm Beach. Hi tonight.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. You're the second Steve tonight.
Oh, good.
I just wanted to say hi to Joni because I'm also very close to St. Louis.
Hey. Hi. What part?
I'm in St. Charles, actually. Right. Just
I'm in Afton.
The city. What city?
Afton.
Oh, okay. Cool.
All right. Yeah. In the meantime, we had more join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Terry, I hear you way in the distance.
Oh. I'll try.
All right. You're getting closer. Well, thank you so much for being here, Terry. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good, thank you.
All right.
It was really hot here.
Yeah? All right.
How hot is it?
Do you know where Wynn is at?
Is he here?
He is here. Yeah.
Okay, good.
He's here.
Wynn?
Yes.
You may remain silent.
This is Rhonda from New Mexico.
Joanna.
Who's it from New Mexico? Hello, Joanne from Chicago, yeah?
Right.
All right, welcome to the call. I heard somebody else from New Mexico, I believe.
Yes, Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
It's Rhonda. Yes. Thank you for being here.
And Terry's here.
Hello, Wynn.
Okay.
Terry's here, yes. We have been informed. Hot in Arizona today.
Yes.
I will turn off the dings.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right.
All right. And we are worldwide live through BBS Radio.
Terry, let me
and about to start.
Terry?
Yes.
I just want to make sure you're not muted.
No, I'm not muted. Right here.
Okay. Here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
This is June 17, 2015, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And all of you everywhere, and this is our Wednesday night call where you submit questions. And we have some great questions tonight, and we get answers from our sources through Terry. And I just want to remind you, if you submitted a question last week or in the past, and I didn't ask it, you can keep submitting it unless I tell you it's an inappropriate question. For some reason, and then you can stop. But otherwise, I'll get to it. If I see it a lot, if you keep re-asking it, it shows to me that you have a high intent to get an answer. It's important to you. So it makes it more important to me to ask it, because we get more questions than we can usually ask. So it's okay to keep asking. And just as a rough outline, if you're asking particularly a personal question and you're submitting it, submit it to with your location, with your city and your state. And sometimes people submit questions that have to do with the plans of what are called, some people call, the negative elite, and usually I will pass on those questions. for two reasons. One is, if we got the right answers all the time, we would probably disappear because it would be scary to someone out there that wouldn't want that to happen. And the other thing is, there's a lot of what's going on with that available without channeling and on the internet. And so check that out. And the third thing is that when we're dealing with a group matrix energy, like the Elohim and the Ra group, they're not individual entities in a realm. They're not individual entities in a higher realm. They're a group energy matrix that goes through the realms. So if we ask about something, what we ask about is in their field. In other words, they expand through it. And Terry, you're breathing into the mic. And so we actually, this has happened. We bring in the very thing we're asking about. It shows up. Because to ask about it, the for example, if you ask a personal question, the Elohim will move into your matrix energetically to look at you and to suss out the answer. And then they'll move back. But if we ask a question about something, the negative, I would assume they would move into their matrix as well. And that brings their matrix into our call, which we don't want. So that's just an overview. And all questions are acceptable, even if it sounds dumb to you. Oftentimes, the answers have enough wisdom in them to address your question. And remember that this is not a psychic hotline. This is not asking a source, which is psychic, that knows everything, to tell you what to do. There are other people that are psychic that will do that. Our sources do not tell you what to do. They do not make your choices for you, but they can help you make a better choice for yourself. And they can tell you how to choose rather than tell you what to choose. And on that note, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we ask those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And we right now take our group energy and we surround planet Earth. We surround it in this loving energy. We move through all those things which are negative, which are service to self. We connect with all those beings, the wanderers, the starseeds, and all those people sincerely praying, and we'll hold the space for just a moment Okay, and do our sources have an opening greeting for us before we start?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We connect with each and every person who wishes to be connected with. We are at a very high frequency. So even though we are there, sometimes it is hard for one in the third density to maintain focus at the high frequency, but we are there whether you sense us or not. The more that you come in the calls, the more you have the ability or chance to feel the energies, to see the light pink vibrations as we connect. We are joyous to be able to be with you and honored. Do you have questions?
Yeah. First question is from Wendy Joy in Montreal, Canada. Dear Wynn and Terry, this may be one of the strangest questions you've ever had. I don't know, but if I can't ask our sources, I don't know who else. Years ago, I had this itchy bump on my shoulder blade. I asked my boyfriend to look at it, and he extracted from my skin a tiny white feather. Very odd, but I used a feather pillow, so I thought it must have come from that. And somehow or another, became lodged in my skin. Years later, it happened again. Another tiny white feather in the same spot. I searched for an answer, but have found none. Did I have wings in another incarnation? Is this a remnant of a past incarnation? Or was this an extremely weird coincidence? Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you. Give us a moment. Yes. It is a remnant of another lifetime when you did have wings. You still have the astral wings, and perhaps you can feel the feeling of them at some point. The wings have the sensation of some mass, a little weight, and they have a location, and they are positioned in your astral body. Yes, do not worry about this.
If somebody had wings in another lifetime, would that have been on another planet, in the astral or in the physical? And if it was a physical body, where did the DNA come from to create wings?
Thank you. In the realm, the heavenly realm, it is normal for bodies within that higher density to have wings. And when they move into an incarnation in the third density, then they do not have wings any longer. However, sometimes they can begin to manifest and bleed through into the third density. The wings are a mark of important, significant connection with the higher realms.
Thank you. Stephen Krauss asked a question. Now, I'm not sure I understand his question. So I'll give it to you, and if you don't understand it, I'll have to give further clarification next week. Question. Do people get polarity reversals in their energy bodies?
Give us a moment.
The question is there more? Sure what he, well, there is. He's asking, but the first question is, do people, I'm not familiar with the term polarity reversal. So maybe that makes sense to you. I don't know if he means the chakras are spinning in a different direction. Perhaps that's what he means. But go ahead.
Read the question one more time.
Do people get polarity reversals in their energy bodies?
Definitely they do. So that one can become polarized to a certain idea and the whole system aligns energetically with that idea. And if they try to change that polarity, that idea, there is a big resistance. If they have really set in polarity in their energy body, sometimes one can then get a polarity reversal when they feel that there is a shift and they can move into an opposite potential. When one has polarity, they're holding off the opposite. And in holding off the opposite is shimmering there and can come in and can affect the person in the opposite polarity. An example might be when one is, say, a religious figure in one life, in the next life is an agnostic, in the next life is religious. That there are many other examples, for instance, which does not apply to you, but if one were, say, a policeman and holding off the opposite of justice, holding off the arena of crime, fighting it, and then suddenly moves into the opposite polarity in, say, fighting a criminal and becomes some criminal, does some criminal activity himself. So polarity is a balancing act. And when one can eliminate the balancing act and disarm their polarity, then they can discern and see things as they are and do not need to move into one polarity or the reverse polarity.
Now, his next question is, do I have a polarity reversal now or any time in the past? And if so, what is the cause and what's the best way to correct it? And Stephen is in Mitchell, South Dakota.
Thank you. You are interested in that area and you see within yourself potential to become polarized. And one way to let it go or to don't hold on to it so hard, simply note it and then dissolve it. Note it and then dissolve it and see that you don't flip into the other side. And if you do flip it to the other side, don't worry about it. Just note it and observe as much as you can when it is happening. And then observe the relationship between you when you are in a certain frame of mind and the world around you, and then when you are in another frame of mind and observe the world around you. Do not worry about it. Just let it dissolve for an instant and see that your world does not fall apart and you do not need to hang on so tight to one thing or the other.
Thank you. Question from me. What is antimatter? And is there a connection between antimatter and dark holes?
Dark holes are where the density increases up to a point where light can no longer be generated or escape, and heaviness ensues. Antimatter, just a moment. There's an area before the formation of matter, and it has such a spin that matter cannot even form in that area. It is different than a black hole.
Thank you. Next question. Moment. This is from Gail Mion in London. I have followed your calls for about 2 months now, and I got hooked immediately by the energies. What you are doing is simply unique, and I truly appreciate all of the additional material on your list, especially the poems. Uh-oh. This is the first question that I submit, and it's personal. I believe that it is a major obstacle in my personal spiritual evolution, which is a feeling of unworthiness and guilt, which translates into a blockage at the level of the solar plexus. I did a fantastic clearing session with Ed Spina, who confirmed this and has helped to release it and make me aware of it. But I have found it hard, as Ed says, to sin no more. And I believe I often fall into my old patterns. So I would like to ask advice from sources on how I can work on this and whether it derives from experiences in the present or previous. I would also appreciate to know whether I am affiliated with any group soul, as I have such feelings of affinity of the energies on these calls. Thank you.
Yes, we will answer the second one first. You do have affinity with the... It is similar to the Ra group, and it is in between frequencies with the Ra group and the Elohim group. It is your soul group, and at times you travel with your soul group and different members materialize into a lifetime, and you spend a joyous lifetime with them. In this lifetime, you ran into some negative training, which is easy to do with the parents, the people that raised you, did not understand where you were coming from. And this created a withdrawal. The withdrawal is an attempt to stabilize. So when you look at your patterns and you see how you are acting and manifesting a feeling of unworthiness in particular incidences. So take a look at what happened just before, and you will know that there are certain triggers, certain things that happen that move you into it. It is hard to dispense with all at one time because there are habits that have developed. And when you begin to see what it is that triggers you to move into a feeling like that, then take a look at in your past what has triggered that same feeling. Do not beat yourself up over it. Just love yourself through it.
Thank you. So you were saying that, I just want to see if I heard that correctly. In this case, she had those things taken on as a result of her childhood.
And yes, they were inlaid. And they were inlaid. And it is also majorly the childhood, but it had past experiences that piggybacked onto this life. For what one, when they are a child, get bothered by something and it affects them greatly, there is often something in the past that is more traumatic that has happened that has caused them to worry about that certain area. There are past experiences of perceived failures where you have felt badly, and then similar things in this lifetime trigger those experiences, and they become more grievous, and one can illuminate them as if they had an iron and they were ironing out the confusion that happened at certain points, and only look at it as something that can provide growth as you experience the ironing out of those difficult times and emerging with a sense of joy and love about yourself.
Thank you. Rich Buckley has a question about the consciousness of a star. before I ask his question, I wanted to ask, what is the consciousness of a star? How does a star feel in its consciousness?
Thank you. Consciousness is developed when spinningness occurs. It is a condensation of awareness, a condensation of alertness, of awareness, of consciousness. When it is distilled and moved into a more confined space, whether it is a star or whether it is a storm, it distills the consciousness that is everywhere, that is in all things, and it focuses it. And if it is a star, it has its own focus, its own connections, its own communication systems. There can be anger. There can be brilliance. There can be joy. As the awareness and intelligence is distilled into a succinct form, whether it is a star or a spiral galaxy or a storm spiraling in, an angry tornado, which tends to pick up the anger of people on the ground and attacks similar angers.
Thank you. Can a star feel a human? Can the sun feel the human, for example?
The sun feels particularly distilled emotions of war. If one is one separate being, the sun does not feel that as much as if there is a group of real beings with a reality in common. This magnifies the feelings, and the star picks this up, the storm picks this up. One individual spreading joy and love can do much to change the whole. However, when emotions are rampant in the whole, the one tends to be drowned out.
Thank you. So now we're down to Rich's question. What happens to the consciousness of a star and its many developed solar system subparts and entities when there is a supernova of the star?
Just a moment. There is a taking over in the overall energy of individuals, of individual consciousnesses, and they tend to join the whole consciousness of the supernova in the explosions, and all of the parts tend to merge and blend into a specific, special expanding consciousness. That is the answer.
Next question is from Bonnie Penners in Corona, California. I have been working on remembering myself as I was in another life since our last correspondence and have made a little progress. I recognize a pattern to most of my dreams that includes groups of people that I seem to be looking out for. It often includes a baby, not my baby, but another's. I am so honored by your assistance, and my meditations are often infused with the color pink. Thank you so much. She can ask a question.
Thank you. We see that your past lives are contributing to the stability and the caring that you have in this life. And it is so with past lives that when you treat somebody with love and respect, even though you don't know it has an effect down the line, you may experience that coming back to you. What you give, you will then get. We do not hear you.
Erica Shea Brandon had a question. Erica, we have to be really careful about health questions because we're not doctors. We're not allowed to diagnose. It's an awful lot of responsibility. And so probably they can only answer in the most general way. But if somebody does have cancer, send me an email and I'll refer you to a guy who I checked on who seems to have a protocol that's working for a really high percentage of people. He's a naturopathic doctor. He was on our call a few months ago. And so send me an email. Now, Erica's question is, I have been dealing with metastatic breast cancer for about 6 years. I've done natural Western, pretty much everything under the sun to combat it and ultimately fight this thing. I feel pretty good now, pain-wise and sickness-wise, but I will be starting chemo pills in about 2 weeks, and I am wondering how I would fare with this. Now, you understand, this is my comment here, why it is so hard to answer that kind of a question, because if we said you would fare really good and then something happened to you, we'd be at fault. And if we said you'd fare poorly and something happened to you, we would be at fault again. And that's where we could get in big trouble. So when you ask, is this a good choice? What else can I do to get my immune system back up to optimal? Thank you for all your help and insight. And as I said, send me an email and call this naturopath I know. And let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. General things for health are important to maintain your health, to detoxify your body of toxins which the cancer may be trying to fight. To detoxify, get toxins out of your body. One of the things in breast cancer with women is that there is a blockage of lymph flow due to the wearing of tight clothes at the top of brassieres. And so a study of the area, how to build your immune system, what minerals to be sure to get, how to detoxify your body safely. How to keep the flow of lymph moving, which then can some circumstances or protocols worry about, not for fear of spreading the cancer. So some in-depth studies for yourself, getting in touch with the naturopathic doctor to see what minerals, what nutrition protocol you can jack yourself up with, checking doctors that have good results, and to have opinions that you feel confident about to follow.
Okay. Next question is from Marilyn Lawrence. In many places on the earth, structures are placed in patterns, reflecting patterns of constellations in the sky, such as the Great Pyramids and Orion, and the Notre Dame Cathedral in France. The Great Pyramids in Orion and the Notre Dame Cathedrals in France are part of Virgo. What was the purpose of doing this, and are these alignments maintaining today?
Thank you. They're a little bit off, but in general, they are maintaining. The cathedrals are broadcasting to energies, to the heavenly realms. There is a connection between the star formations and the way the pyramids are built, although they are a little bit out of alignment now. They are built to help magnify energies and align energies from the star systems. Often there was, not in the case of France, but in the case of the pyramids, alignments with star systems to enhance communication with star groups that come into Earth's plane, and to help balance Earth energies, balancing of Earth energies using pyramids has been very important, and people do not recognize the importance any longer of this. The alignments have meridians which have energy movement in connection with Earth and flow of energies into Earth, and alignments that then make Earth more stable, more balanced. There was technology previously, but it mostly has been lost. And now the effect of the stars is not believed in or noticed, but it still has an effect. There's still, because of the pyramids, not just the ones in Egypt, but across the globe, has a stabilizing effect upon Earth that is not known. We do not hear you.
Let me go back and ask another question about the pyramids. It is known that the pyramids are pointed towards the Orion constellation, and the Orion constellation is the origination of the reptilians or the Orion group. And is there a connection between the Orions and the pyramids?
There is a connection between the Orion star group and the pyramids, as it was on a major flow of Starcraft traffic.
Okay, thank you. Next question is... Ron, I'm not going to ask you a question for the reason that I said Ron Hofsummer in South America, and he's asking, is Vladimir Putin dead? His wife claims he is and has been replaced by a lookalike. That would not be a good question to answer for many of the reasons I said earlier, so I'll just let it stand there, and... I will.
Thank you. Which yeah. Putin?
Which thank Putin? Right. We do know there's all of these guys have doubles, and you go look Putin up, and you find he's got doubles. I don't know if Obama does, but sometimes when people see a double, they don't know if that leader is dead and been replaced, or if it. They're just substituting so more people. He can do more. You know, one guy goes and does public appearances. One guy goes when it's life-threatening. For whatever reason, you know, they perceive it of value to have a double. So we were looking it up because I did an article on Putin and came up all over the place. So he had doubles and they had pictures of them, okay? Okay, come on. Charlene has a question, and my question for tonight is, information like soul groups, soul purpose, skills learned from previous lives, etc., something that's okay to know, information obtained, for example, during life between life sessions, facilitated by someone trained in the works of Michael Newton, is an, as an example. Okay, where's your question? I think...
It is okay to know information from past lives. Is very helpful. And in a lot of cases, a person's current life begins to make more sense in terms of what has happened in past lives, and looking at the past lives, as one looks, one gets a little smattering of something that might have been, and it generally broadens and gets more information and more fits in. It is like a puzzle that is going together and learning a little more and a little more, giving a broader base for the person to stand on.
Thank you. And we have time for one more question. Let's see here. Just a moment. Okay, let's ask this question from Joshua Dollinger. How long have my partner and I been connected over the lifetimes? We both feel like it's been a while.
Thank you. Trust your feelings and see that although you did not apparently know each other before you met, you did know each other and knew each other was out there. And there is a conscious connection between you, whether you are together or not. And it extends over more than one lifetime.
Thank you. And let me see here. We have 2 minutes. Let's see if we can fit in another question. Hang on. From John Siboronsky in Las Vegas. He lives in a house where he has a landlady, and he'd like to know if his landlady's cat, Fluffy Thing, I guess that's the name, is still alive, or did the cat already pass? It's been missing since the morning of May 15th, 2015.
Thank you. We see that the cat got into some trouble. The cat, in looking at the cat, does not know whether it is alive or dead, but is still there in spirit. And if you concentrate for a minute on the soul signature of the cat and send it love, for it thinks it is trapped and it does not have a full recognition of what has happened to it. And we send it love light.
Thank you. Okay. We will bring this session to a close. And thank you all for your questions. And thank you so much, Terry, for being here for these answers, bringing them forth for you. Thank you, Hives, for being such a warm, wonderful, friendly master of ceremonies and producer, and keeping us on track. And thank you all once again. And let me unmute everybody. Here we go.